Portland Spirit River Cruises and Events with daily cruises from downtown Portland. Enjoy Northwest cuisine, live music, and dazzling city lights. Reservations at portlandspirit.com. There's nothing better than a fresh picked tomato from the garden. It tastes 100 times better than what you get at the grocery store. But why? And how can we get grocery store tomatoes to taste like what we pick from our own garden?
Well, that is the question horticulture professor Harry Klee at the University of Florida has been studying for decades. He and his team this summer are furiously working to come up with the perfect tomato that doesn't cost too much.
We're trying to understand what chemistry produces tomatoes that people like. What are the chemicals that the fruit makes that make you say, I want to eat that fruit? So we're trying to understand in a broad sense what's in a tomato that makes people like it, and then what's the genetics that underlies that chemistry.
Grocery store tomatoes often don't taste very good. They're pretty bland, blah, mealy. Why is that?
Well, it's a complicated answer. First of all, I think the consumer is not blameless in this because the consumer basically wants a cheap year-round product. And so the system has developed to provide us with stuff year-round. The consumer doesn't want to pay a lot for their food. You can see that right now with the cost of food going up and people complaining bitterly. Yet they want that food year-round. So how do they get that? Well, the system has evolved to provide you with that tomato or that strawberry or that apple. And what's happened over the last 50 or so years is the industry, the breeders have developed varieties that can be grown and shipped long distances so that you can get that tomato in January. And so this time of year on the West Coast, we typically get our tomatoes from Mexico, California, and they have to be shipped long distances. So the breeders have developed these varieties that have a really long shelf life and can be shipped great distances. But at the real heart of the matter is flavor is really complicated, and assessing flavor is really complicated and expensive. And so the breeders have basically said, this is too complicated for us. And the growers have said, for the most part, we don't get paid for flavor. We get paid to deliver these round red objects that look great and get them to the consumer at a price that the consumer is willing to pay. And there's almost nobody pays that premium that you would have to pay to get a good flavor. You know, if you would be willing to pay a large premium for your tomato, you can get that. You can get it from a farmer's market. You can get it from a greenhouse producer who's producing something that's a decent quality, but you're going to pay a lot more for it. And we know that most consumers don't want to pay that.
So in your lab, you're testing out new varieties of tomatoes. If you are successful and these tomatoes that you're testing out now are able to come on the market, a couple of questions. How long will that take and how much will they be?
So the growers have told us loud and clear, we would love to grow a tomato that tastes better, but we are not going to sacrifice the performance in the field for a better flavor. You've got to give us both. And that's what makes it so hard for us is we've got tomatoes that taste great today. I've got a tomato that I could give a grower, a commercial grower, that would give them 90% of their yield that they have today and tastes 10 times better. And they say, well, come back when you get the last 10%.
The researchers are taking those tomatoes to growers this summer. Klee says it still could be a year or two before they actually make it to the store shelves.